Hello, everyone, and welcome to Popular Science's Tagathlon, tech news through games, trivia, and usually friendly competitions. I'm your host, Jason Letterman. I'm on vacation this week, so we have for you a special bonus episode. You may recall a few weeks ago when we played a game wherein I wrote fictional text messages that would have solved plot lines in TV shows and movies, and Corinne, Stan, and Rob had to guess what TV show or movie I was talking about. This game is similar to that, but it's all about horror movies. We recorded this at the live show of our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week, on Halloween in New York City. You'll hear our two contestants from the live audience playing along with Corinne and Stan. Enjoy it, have a great week, and we'll be back in your feeds next Monday with a full-length regular episode of Popular Science's Tagathlon.
Okay, so let's talk about this game. This is a game where we imagine what life would be like in some of our favorite fictional things if cell phones existed. We started playing this game the first time when it was announced that Hulu was going to get access to the entire Seinfeld catalog. And a common modern criticism of Seinfeld is that every major, ridiculous, stupid, dumb conflict on this show could have been easily resolved in 5 seconds if they had cell phones. So we decided to play a Halloween version of this game in which we imagine what famous horror movie villains would text if they had cell phones. So Stan's going to come around. He's going to find two volunteers to come play this game with us. Raise your hand, raise it high. And yeah, so who are we looking for to play a game like this, Stan? I think we need people whose Netflix queues have a lot of black and red. If you get served things like failure to launch, maybe not the best plan for you to come up here, but we welcome all. Who we got? Stan.
We're going to pick random people. Who wants Let's to be in this game? Yes.
You raised your hand.
Oh, we got another one. Okay, good.
Okay, excellent. Cool. Everybody come on up. And while you guys come up, we're gonna just do a little quick sample question. Sample question. You up? If not, I'll be right over. Anybody know? This is a sample. Just shout it out if you know it.
Wait, so this is horror movies, right?
This is horror movies. Oh, so horror tell movie. Me the horror Seinfeld. Movie villain or the movie.
I don't know.
Are you guys wanna talk
She thought about? We were still talking about
All right,
Seinfeld.
All right, so we ready? We're gonna move on. This is the answer. Okay.
Ooh, I heard.
This is Freddie. This is Freddie sending you a text message. Stan's going to take over. Player number one.
I'm Scary Molly.
Scary Molly. And player number two.
I'm just Janine.
Cool. All right, I'm going to give Stan the mic. I can't guarantee he's going to remember your names because he's bad at that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to forget everyone's name.
Ooh, I have it's nice to meet you, Dan.
Thank you. You are.
I'm Janine, like Ghostbusters.
Okay, but I decided up here I was going to name you unidentified corpse number one.
Oh.
And you're unidentified corpse number two. So we're going to stick with that. Otherwise, I did the work for nothing, right? Okay, so the premise of this... So everybody understands the game now?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You have to watch it. You can't leave.
All right. I think she might need another...
All right, so you're going to... Corpse number one, going to go first, and you can see how this works. We're going to show you a text.
Okay.
You're going to have to tell us what movie it would have come from.
Oh, I don't...
It's okay. Don't sweat it. The prize is really terrible anyway. So you really don't want it. Okay, you ready? Real talk. Any chance you know how to get pig's blood out of silk? What horror movie is this from?
Oh, you don't... Oh, not who's sending the text.
No, just the horror... You give us the name of the movie and we're good.
I think this is Carrie.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There she is.
But she's got the new iPhone. Nice.
She really splurged on it. She got the pro model, as you can see, so she's in a good place. Okay, are you ready? Do you understand the game now?
I do, but I don't watch horror movies.
That's okay. Okay, here we go. Yours is, come on up to the house. Mom's not here now, but she can pop back in unexpectedly.
Oh.
The mom is the big clue here.
Psycho.
Yeah. There he is. And I don't know if you can see it, but he's wearing his Apple Watch.
Oh, he would.
There we go. All right, we got a tight race so far. I'm having a good time.
This is amazing.
Okay, corpse number one, are you ready to go again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Listen, I know you're rewatching Parks and Rec for the 20th time, but there's a new short on Netflix that's so good, you'll just die.
Okay, so I'm assuming they have a cell phone and Netflix.
And they're watching something.
The Ring?
It is The Ring. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I had a really bad experience with this movie.
I didn't know it was a horror movie, and I went to go see it. I couldn't go to sleep without my TV on because then it couldn't turn on.
Well, this is good. I was hoping for laughs, but I got opening up sensitive traumas.
I watched this movie with a friend, and she forgot to lock her door. So we were getting ready to go to bed, and then we were like, "Who opened the door to your apartment?" And it took us a good 10 minutes to realize that she just was irresponsible.
Now I'm also scared.
We're all scared. Don't watch this movie.
All right. So we're doing well so far. Okay, corpse number two, you ready for your clue? Don't forget to pick up some wine to go with dinner. I'm thinking Chianti.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think I can make the tongue sound into this microphone without everyone leaving.
I
can't.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, but also just because they told me to do it.
There he is. I'm pretty sure that Face ID is not going to work in this situation.
But it's millennial pink, right?
So, no, that's Oso Orange, Pixel 4. Okay.
Of course he would use an Android.
Here we go. Corpse number
one. I'm an Android user too, so it's
Hey, hon, I think we need to get out more, blow off some steam. How about a walk in the maze?
Is this Wendy, Love of My Life, The Shining?
Yes, it is The Shining.
Yes.
Wendy, Love of My Life, my favorite scene in any horror movie of all time.
Me too. And I had a shirt when I was 12 that had the scene where he's like, here's Johnny.
Yes, I think we all had that same shirt, actually, when we were born. Okay, corpse number two.
When we were born, nice.
Are you ready for your next clue?
I am.
I'm super excited about how good you guys are doing.
Okay.
Here we go. Next one. Mom, are you getting my text? Signal is kind of here at the lake.
Friday the 13th?
Oh, yeah. That's our friend, Jason Voorhees. Also, a lot of iPhone users.
Yeah, here. I don't think Friday Face ID is going to work there either.
No, I don't think so either. All right. Corpse number one, are you ready for... I think we're on our last one, Corinne, right? I think you guys have gotten them all
I'm
correct.
Practically in rigor mortis.
This is amazing. All right. Well, the stakes are high because the prize bag has a bunch of extra nipples in it from the last segment.
And if there's something that I needed.
Yeah. So you're going to really want those. All right. Here we go. Do you have an electric saw I can borrow? This manual one takes forever.
Electric saw?
I like the cooperation. Nobody wants the prize, which is really good. They're like, no, go ahead. You win. The sooner you answer, the sooner
this
we're off
me,
the stage.
This movie made me afraid of lawn care. Texas Chainsaw he had a... Well, is it Saw? I don't know.
It is Saw. I'll give it to you. There he is.
I never actually saw this one.
I think he just checked his Bitcoin value is why he's making that face. All right, so last question.
He just lost his 10th pair of AirPods.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for your last one? Here we go. All right. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You are not going to believe who I just found on the side of the road. And I think this is the hardest one. So I will give you a clue, a hint, if you want.
Oh, let's see.
The hint is, ow, my knee really hurts.
So clearly the villain is excited, but not being nice to this person.
The other clue is, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, a Misery.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
That's a tie. You guys got all of them.
Hey,
right.
That's a new iPad right there.
Right. Yeah.
How many extra nipples you got?
AppleCare is not going to cover this one. We actually do have a tiebreaker, and Corinne remembers the.
Your tiebreaker question is: what is the house number in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Price is Right rules.
Yeah. Okay. No, not Price is Right. Just closest. 231.
420.
1428. Corpse number one wins. All right, and you get to choose. We have two prize packs. One is a tote bag and a weirdo t-shirt. And the other is a Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week mug.
I have
with an
both
eyeball
of those things
ducky.
I won the first trivia contest for Weirdest Thing.
Oh my God!
So you can pick whatever you want.
So you can have whatever you want.
I didn't know I was sitting next to a celebrity.
You can also have both because I've everything.
You have all of these things already.
Yeah, I just have them.
Super fan.
I just ended up.
Can I have your autograph?
But I ended up being the first person to win the first thing, so you can have all of them.
Oh my God! I thought I knew.
Oh, this is such a beautiful gesture.
you, Justin.
Corpse number two. Thank I'm going to give you a high five as a prize. Yes, got there.
Techathlon is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.